Classic Hits K-Wing 106. It's 8:49. It's 4 below and a wind chill of 18 below. Currently under a wind chill advisory until noon. We have the one and only Mike Arturi in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just asking you if it was cold outside, and you said yeah, just
absolutely.
A little bit. Yeah,
yes,
just freezing. Yep. But we're going to try and warm things up for you here with our topic today. So, kind of cute. I'm getting married in about 3 weeks. So, you wanted to talk a little bit about the similarities between marriage and being in a band. Now, I assume there's a lot of compromises that go into being in a band, right?
Well, there should be.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and I just wanted to honor your pending nuptials, you know, by
bringing
up this topic. Some of the main similarities are the fact that, you know, basically you either both, or in the case of a band, all, you know, believe in a common goal, you know, or a common focus or outcome. You know, you create your household, you know, and it could be whatever you make it to be. You know, it could be, you know, loose and crazy, you know, but you're fun, you know, you're fine with it, and it's fun, and you're proud of it. Or it could be strict and orderly, and you're proud of that, you know. So bands are a lot the same way, you know, but you have the biggest difference in, well, another similarity I wanted to mention is that you spend a lot of time together in a band, you know. People just see the part where you're on the stage, you know. Now, in my case, I travel with these guys, you know, we're standing around in airports, you know, and we've had every conversation we could possibly have 1,000 times already,
right?
You know. So all the same stuff comes up, you know, and little irritations, you know, keep being repeated, you know, and things. So you got to do all this time together, you know. So that's a challenge, you know. Even, you know, waiting to go on stage, you know, you're sitting backstage, and we get there a half hour before we're supposed to hit the stage, you know, and that some nights it's like a lifetime back there, you know. I mean, you know, one guy could be in a bad mood, you know, and that throws a dampener over
right.
the whole thing, and nobody mm-hmm. wants to say anything and set him off, you know, because that'll set the next guy off, you know, and then this whole thing starts, you know. So, you know.
So this whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot like being in a marriage, you know,
right.
where you have to be diplomatic, and, you know, and you have to kind of think, you know, before you talk, and
yep.
be ready to you know, to stand, if you're going to be controversial, or, you know, if you're going to disagree, or you're going to try and bring something up that's a touchy subject or something, you know, you need to be ready to support it, you know, and you need, and the right way to do it is be ready to support it with, you know, with, you know, facts and, you know, stuff that's grounded in reality. You know, it can't just be, I want to do this, you know. So, those are some of the biggest things, you know, and, you know, and it is, it's just a situation. Oh, and another thing too, that, I wanted to mention is that, in my experience, you know, I've found out in bands and marriage, you know.
Yeah, you're married. How long have you been married now?
Well, 20 years this time.
Oh, my goodness. Excellent.
Yeah, and the first one was 15 years, you know, so most of my adult life I've been married.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, in marriage and in music, which I've been doing longer than I've been married, you know, I've come to find out, and what I believe is that there's always some sort of common ground. There's always some sort of compromise that you can make, or some sort of solution to anything on almost everything. You know, and the problem that happens is you've got people that don't understand gray areas. You know, it's you know the
it's
my,
so black and white. Yeah.
Yeah, the my way or the highway
yep.
thing. You know, and nothing gets done like that, you know, and in business as well, you know, any real successful business person, you know, finds a compromise. They could hate the person that they're dealing with, you know, but they figure out a way to get that job done, you know, and that's, you know, what you need to do, you know, and I'm saying you don't want to hate your spouse, of course, you know,
right.
or your bandmates.
But you can choose to respect your spouse and your bandmates.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And they, you know,
exactly.
So, and a lot of that is in how you present stuff, you know. And when, you know, right before you're stepping on stage is not the time to bring up an irritating topic
yep.
you know, or right before you're going to sleep at night, you know, is not the time to bring something up that's likely to be controversial, you know. It's better to do it when, you know, everybody's open and, you know, and receptive and in a better mood and things, you know, and the time is a little more calm, you know. So these are some of the things that are important, you know. And for anyone out there joining a band or in a band, you know, trust me, they all have conflicts, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Every single one of them.
Nobody's
you know?
Perfect.
Yeah, it's, you know, none of them. And this goes all the way to the top, you know, from the beginner band in the basement to whoever is the greatest act out right now, there's turmoil, you know.
Right.
But there's ways to deal with it, you know, and it really boils down to just being a human, you know, and just having some respect for each other and dealing with reality and dealing with realistic outcomes and understanding that there is a compromise in a gray area.
Right. Absolutely. So keep all of that in mind when entering marriage or a band, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Mike likes to come in the studio once a month. We just do a nice little chat, and we'll have him back here in January after I'm married. So
yeah.
Stick around for that. Thanks, Mike, for stopping in.
Thank you.